Turundusuudised.
Is today about paternity leave. I hope I pronounce it right.
Yeah, and, yeah, it's a new term for me as well.
Yeah. So. And the background is that it's news that comes from Mintel, and it's about a pet insurer called Petplan that has revealed that approximately 5% of new UK pet owners have been offered the opportunity by the employer to take off work to care for the pets. Businesses in UK are also following the suit. According to Mintel's report about Britain's Pet Owners UK 2015, nearly one in five pet owners have stayed at home with a sick pet or have missed work to take care of a pet. One company with a paternity policy is a BitSalt solution that is a tech support business based in Manchester. The owner states that the staff with the new pet are able to take up to 1 week of paid leave. On the other side, Shoppers Drug Mart is a Canadian company offering time off to employees suffering from the loss of a pet. So how would you comment this trend?
Yeah, it's an interesting topic and a new term for me as well. But the way I look at it is kind of like from a startup's perspective or a smaller company's perspective. So kind of like sometimes it's hard to compete on salaries against a bigger employer. So in that case, kind of like having perks and having these different things and standing out through having policies like that might help you attract better talent to your company. So kind of like from that perspective, it could be an interesting perk to offer if you know that somebody that you're interviewing is a pet owner or fond of pets or animals. Kind of like I'm thinking it from that perspective. Interesting trend for sure.
Is there anything that could be connected also to employee advocacy?
I'm trying to think. Definitely, I'm thinking that if a company would have this, then it would be kind of like something new and fun for the employees to also share, and you would get kind of like for a small company again, you could get some visibility through this because it, again, it's kind of like a fun way, something different to stand out. So yeah, why not have a connection to employee advocacy as well?
Yeah, but probably this is not an only thing, or this is not the only thing a company should share about the company. There should be much more also, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But this could be a part of the mix. Again, kind of like talking about employee advocacy, you don't want all of the content to be about the company or something serious. So you want to have some fun things mixed in there as well. And also you want to think about what sort of things do the employees want to share, and especially if the company or the industry has something to do with pets or animals in a larger sense, then kind of like this would be also relevant content, so not just something fun to share.
Absolutely, and really considering the Facebook trends, that also always the pet pictures get good clicks, so it yep. might be sometimes wise to really balance it with kind of with the emotional part.
Yeah.
Part also, not only about the company.
Definitely.
Yeah, I was thinking also that is it something that we see here in Estonia, and really I haven't heard a company with a paternity leave policy. We are discussing here currently about should the fathers stay at home with kids, so we are not considering pets as a very kind of significant family members yet. So probably it takes time until the trend reaches Estonia. We hope to see it here also, but often it takes much more time than usually when we see something happening.